Confessing. 1 John 1:8-9. If we say that we do not have sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hebrews 10:17. He then says, "And their sins and their lawlessness I shall by no means remember any more." Proverbs 28:13. He who covers his transgressions will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy. When we go to the Lord Jesus in prayer, opening our being to him by calling on his glorious name, "O Lord Jesus," and as we tell him that we love him, "Lord Jesus, I just love you. I give my heart to you," something begins to happen. His light shines upon us brightly, exposing everything in our being. This light is so bright, it is almost like an audible speaking. By his light, God shows us who we really are. We cannot hide. We see, sometimes for the first time ever, what is inside of us, including the sins and all the filth. It is a wonderful promise from the Lord that if we confess our sins, he will forgive us. The New Testament is written in Greek, and the meaning of the word for confess in Greek includes to repeat back what we hear. What God exposes in us by his light, in other words, what we hear God telling us, this is what we repeat back to him. We might say, "Yes, Lord, you are right, I did blank. Lord, I had those thoughts about blank." By his shining, we may even see that we are rotten inside. We should tell him simply all that we see in his light. "Oh Lord, I see now this is how I am." This is to confess our sins. When we do this, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. His forgiving is his wiping out all of our sins. They are gone forever. Psalm 103:12 says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us." This is what it means that we are forgiven. If we truly see this and practice confessing our sins, we shall be beside ourselves with joy, appreciation, and love for our Savior Jesus. The following quotation talks about what we must do with our sins. When a believer sins, he should not ignore it or cover it up. Proverbs 28:13 says, "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth them and forsaketh them shall have mercy." When a believer sins, he must confess his sin. Do not give sin a nice name. Do not excuse yourself. Lying is a sin. When you lie, you should confess that you have sinned. You should not say, "I have said a little more or less than I should have." You should say, "I have sinned." You should not explain it away or cover it up. You should confess that you have committed the sin of lying. You must condemn lying as a sin. Let us practice to have a quality private time with the Lord. Go to him and open yourself to him, confessing all the things he shines on. By confessing our sins, we will be filled with the life of God and unloaded of so many sinful things.